I wouldn't go as far as three quarters. I mean, I think the first half was because we had to make a change prior to the game. And then all of a sudden, the person that he was marking is the one that scores the goal. So we had to adjust that. So that was a disappointing thing for us, because you know they're a threat at set plays. And to lose a goal that way was disappointing. But, as I say, that was the biggest play we could have next after Matilla pulled out. So we're disappointed losing the goal that way. But I've got to give the boys great credit. I think we made the adjustment to the system in the second half. They take it on board without us working on it, really just adjusting it in the dressing room. I think I've got to give them great credit. I think if there was only going to be one winner in the second half, I must admit, I'd be disappointed if you said it was three quarters of the game. First half, yes, I thought we were finding our feet with the changes. There were some good patches of play and some very poor. But the second half, I think, were a lot more consistent. I think most of the game was played in the pressing half.
What happened with Matilla? Had the team sheet actually been named? Scott Parkhatter to replace him in the end, yes, for his first football of the season. What actually happened with Sakari Matilla?
He was coming out, he was complaining about a back spasm that he'd had. He's feeling very sore, and we just couldn't manipulate it. The doctor couldn't get it any easier. So we had to make the change just at bang on 2 o'clock. So Scott comes in, and Scott's been out a long time. We had Richard Stearman, who hadn't trained all week. We had Tom Kearney, who hadn't trained all week. And with some of the boys that hadn't trained at the start of the week. So it's been a bit of a mishmash this week, as I say. And we've been unfortunate because we had Tim Ream last week pulling out at the last minute. So it's been that sort of thing. But I think that's why the players deserve great credit for it, as I say, the performance, because there was a few minor adjustments that had to be made on that, on the certain things that we'd worked during the week. Taking a little bit of time to get us organised again. And then when we'd done that the second half, I thought they thoroughly deserved a point, at least a point, and I was disappointed not to win the game in the end.
Ross McCormack with the equaliser, a terrific free kick. Were you beginning to think it might take something special?
Absolutely. I've always said this about this team. They have special players, whether it's for set play delivery. You've got Tom Kearney, who's a wonderful left foot. You've got Jamie O'Hara. You've got Ross McCormack. You've got all these guys with wonderful talent with the ball at their feet. What you have to do is have a diligence to get in the box, but you have to defend set plays, because you go through the Championship time and time again, it's built on set plays and people conceding goals from it or scoring goals from it, because so many of the teams are so tightly matched and it takes their moments of magic. We were fortunate enough, we scored with us with a wonderful individual bit of skill, but unfortunately for us, we lost it through somebody not doing their job diligently enough at their set play, and that shows you that this Championship's built on.